Now.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Cargo operations have resumed at our border crossing with Mozambique.
We are pleased to announce that the Mozambican systems have now been restored, with processing activities resuming at Kilometer 4 checkpoint on the Mozambican side. The BMA and SARS are hard at work to clear the cargo backlog.
Mmeme Mokgotsi there from the Border Management Authority. The Lebombo port of entry was partially reopened yesterday for the movement of people. South African border officials took the decision to shut the crossing following weeks of violent protests over Mozambique's contested election results. The BMA has urged travellers to remain cautious, though, and it says that it's working with SARS to monitor the situation. Now, three men have begun serving life sentences for the murder of Tonga teenager Andile Bobo Mbutu. The 16-year-old was assaulted and his body dumped in a local river 4 years ago after he was accused of stealing liquor from a tavern in Hambanati. Tavern owner and the main suspect, Mlungisi Tabete, was killed in a drive-by shooting before the start of the trial. Spokesperson for the NPA in KZN, Natasha Kara, says sentences against the other four accused were handed down this week.
The Verulam Regional Court sentenced three of the men to life and various terms of imprisonment for the murder and kidnapping of a 16-year-old boy in April 2020. Their co-accused was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment for murder and 3 years imprisonment for kidnapping. The NPA welcomes the successful finalization of this matter.
Please be advised, the following story contains details about an animal cruelty case that some people may find upsetting. The NSPCA says it'll bring criminal charges against a French woman who threw her dog from a balcony at OR Tambo International Airport. The incident was caught on CCTV in the early hours of the morning yesterday. The council has said in a statement that the woman had traveled from France to Joburg and was on her way to Brazil. She boarded the plane with her dog after buying an extra ticket and arrived in South Africa on Wednesday. The council says the small black dog was severely injured after the three-story fall and later had to be euthanized. The council's condemned the incident, saying it's working with authorities to locate the woman. And lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs have filed a new request for him to be released from jail to prepare for his trial in May. The U.S. rapper, held on racketeering and sex trafficking charges, has cited changed circumstances and new evidence in a court in Manhattan. His previous pleas for bail since his arrest in September have been rejected. The star denies all charges against him. A recap of our lead story, cargo operations have resumed at our border crossing with Mozambique following disruptions this week. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.